Oh, travelers, right? And so I'd like to.
Oh, wait. I see. Nick, did you have any
Oh, thanks,
questions?
Elon. I'm sorry.
Any questions?
No, I don't have any questions other than, I'll just kind of make the statement, at least from, looking at the maps that were provided, and that wasn't the case that was made today, but I think probably there's, given the significance and importance of Lima Huli, the history of the Huis out at, and there's probably good justification if the research was done to have this eligible under D as well. Again, that's not the case that was made here, and I think that's fine. So just kind of more of a comment, and I'll kind of second the. I sure would have loved to have done a site visit out here, but maybe not with the weather. I've camped down at Lima Huli before in the rain, and I'll pick a sunnier day. But yeah, thank you for this.
It actually makes a really good point because what's happening in Haina, both historically and with the Puʻipū Ainu Ohana, which was created in 1875 and lasted all the way up until 1967, and now the work of our Uimakainana Makana and the Limu, I mean, it's really unique in the state. And it is currently looked at as the model of Ahupua watershed management with the community, the first community-based subsistence fishery in the near shore. So it's really, and actually, this property plays a significant role in that, in the whole evolution of that whole process.
So maybe you consider amending the nomination letter to include this and all that type of
I think we'd
information.
have to do the more documentation to justify that, but that can always be amended in the future. So, oh, that's what you're
Yeah,
saying.
I'm
It's not
saying
like right now.
no, I'm saying yeah, it would be great
Yeah.
to add that later because you can amend the
Is there
forms
that
later
yeah. part
to add more
too?
information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that work though? If person and the criterion and the period of significance is the house. How's it, her lifetime and her construction of the house?
Because you can amend it to add other information that it would also be eligible for. So you can amend it to say, I'd like to add criterion D and I'd like to add all this information that supports that.
You can amend some date
Yeah.
stuff too.
Yeah.
Like, typically it's a later date, but you could probably amend a little earlier date too.
But what I guess I'm asking is it additional information?
Yeah.
Yeah,
So you
okay.
would add the additional information and any changes, like
Okay, I
adding,
understand.
changing the date to add a larger span.
Continuation sheet, I
Yeah,
think.
there's additional that.
Yeah.
Because the cooks did that. Registered the house and made it the hayao, even though.
Yeah, and I remember the Lanikai, there was a home over in Lanikai with a rock that had some significance, and that was included as in that way.
Yeah, later, right. Yeah. Great. Okay. All right. Somebody like to make a motion?
Sure, I'd like to. So I'd like to move the property and Waimakua Homestead be listed in the Hawaii Register of Historic Places under criteria B and C, and that it be considered for be forwarded to the National Register for consideration for national listing.
Thank you, Bill.
And I'll second that.
Thank you, Nick. Okay, any further discussion? Okay, all in favor? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes,
Thank
we
you.
missed the order. We all have to agree. This is our call.
So, Nick, do you want us to save you this copy of this full size?
I mean, I don't need it, but I wouldn't mind looking at it. It's it
I
was
can.
this
Yeah. We can send you a PDF version of it.
okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
just out of curiosity, when that map, who did that map?
His name is Joshua Dean,
Okay.
and he actually started as an intern of ours at Lima Huli Garden. And he got a full ride scholarship at Harvard in landscape architecture, and now he's back, opened up his own business of biocultural. He's doing a lot in terms of documenting historic sites and helping document the restoration process. So not really a true landscape architect, more of a historical, he's not an archaeologist, he's somewhere, he's a hybrid, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you could, there was some archaeological insight in there, you could tell.
Oh, huge. Sure. Huge, yeah. He cut his teeth doing archaeological sites in the valley, in the Mojave Valley.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. What he does is he goes by foot and takes GIS readings on the entire property.
It's pretty cool.
Rain, a lot of rain.
Yeah.
You don't want one of these for the
file? I took one.
Oh, you got
one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the PDF is formatted for 24 by 36.
Perfect. Thank you.
Did we have a smaller one?
I didn't bring the smaller one just because it's so kind of so hard to see anything on it.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break and resume in 5 or thereabouts minutes.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Next on the agenda is the SHPD staff report.
So I don't have a great deal to report. We did just get the budget work with the finance department refers to as the budget worksheets, which really are not very useful. They're just blocks of money. So we won't get the actual line item budget information out of budget and finance for many months yet. But this it'll be, you know, used to be the end of August, and it seems to stretch out every year. But what we can see in the budget is that the numbers have not changed with what was submitted by the governor. So, I mean, it's not fabulous, but it's, you know, we didn't suffer any cuts, and some agencies got cuts. There were significant cuts in the capital budget, and it's all, you know, because everybody's trying to find $500 million for anticipated expenses. So now, so the budget looks like we're in good shape. There were four bills in the legislature that we were tracking that did pass. None of, you know, and the process here is if the governor decides he wants to veto a bill, he's required to notify the legislature. He's supposed to send them a letter saying, I'm considering vetoing these bills. So none of those four bills are on in the veto, letter. And he cannot veto something that's not on that letter. So I think the odds are pretty good that all of these will get signed. The first one is the Senate Bill 2591, which requires people who have known burial sites on their property to register them with the Bureau of Conveyances on a fairly regular basis. You know, what property owners will contact us and say, well, why do I have to do an archaeological survey? And we'll tell them, well, you know, there's a burial site there. Or a burial preserve that's on our maps, and we go, well, you know, that we bought the property. So people, you know, this is from our perspective, obviously a measure that will help us protect burial sites, and, you know, from a property owner's perspective, it lets them know what's on their land and what, you know, potentially, you know, burial site could affect what they can do. So and it imposes a penalty on people who fail to bear, you know, to register. It's $1,000 penalty. I don't think that's going to produce a significant amount of revenue, although the revenue would, you know, any revenue from that would go into the Historic Preservation Special Fund. SB 3154, authorizes or clarifies the fact that SHPD has the authority to enforce penalties for violations of any of the administrative procedures. So, for example, this is another thing that happened on a regular basis. We will discover that somebody has altered an approved plan for an archaeological inventory survey or an approved plan for monitoring. They're just, you do it unilaterally. They're not allowed to. Or they will, you know, they will violate the terms. There'll be, for example, a buffer zone around a historic property, and people will work inside the buffer zone when they're not supposed to be doing that. And the Attorney General's position up until, well, even until today, has been, unless we can prove that the historic property has actually been damaged by that, we can't do anything about it. So those administrative procedures are, you know, people can whiff at them if they want. This 3154 does say this explicitly that SHPD can enforce penalties for that. So we hear about this so often. We believe this is a serious problem. And, you know, in particular, with people violating buffer zones, we may look at something and say, it looks like they've damaged the historic property, but there's not actually any evidence of it. And that may be because they just worked in it and they didn't actually damage the property, or maybe they just destroyed things so thoroughly that there's no way to tell. So this was actually a bill that was in the governor's administrative package. First time we ever done that, at least in my 10 years, and mostly because I, you know, when I was asked to draft legislation, I never managed to get it together to do it in time to get submitted to the governor for his consideration. HB 2090, which basically directs the counties to change their zoning rules to allow for residential use in commercial districts. This is zoned commercial. Our view, we supported this bill just because, you know, as you know, in many, many historic downtown districts, the historical pattern was commercial on the first floor and residential on the upper floors. That's been zoned out of existence. So we supported this, both because it will, we believe, help preserve historic structures, make them function and potentially profitable. And also it will help in a very small way, but nevertheless help with the housing issues. And HB 1529, I'm wrong in handwriting. Yes, 1529. This bill allows burial council members to serve after their term ends for up to 4 years. We did not support that bill simply because we think 4 years is too long, and we have plenty of people who they're burial council members. Oh, they just can't be, the terms come to an end. They just can't be bothered to, fill a form out a second time. So they don't, and then they said, well, I told somebody wanted to be on. Well, I've been here 10 years and the governor has always insisted the only way you get appointed is to apply through my website. And we've had this problem with review board members in the past. But this is a persistent problem with the burial councils. Nevertheless, it's also, it's hard enough to fill a quorum here. The burial council's membership is much harder to get because the burial councils deal with such emotionally fraught issues all the time. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of people who, in the abstract, would be good board members, council members, who look at a council meeting and go, I'm not sitting myself into that, So this was, this may help because we do on a regular basis have difficulty making a barrier council is not they meet monthly. OIBC has not met 3 months now. So that's pretty much it. Of course, the other big news is that I'm retired at the end of the month.
I'll miss you.
It's 10 years and I jumped on the tiger 10 years ago and I'm getting to get off without being
at this. Anyone talking about your successor yet?
No. There will be an interim appointment. I would guess it's going to be one of the branch chiefs in Shifton. If the discussion's going on, they don't involve me. I think appointing an interim from outside of DLR would be really hard to do. Not impossible. And virtually impossible for outside of, for somebody who isn't already a state employee. The long run, they'll do it. They have to go ahead and advertise the position. It may take, that process may take months.
Well, you are a unique find with your experience with indigenous people and all that. It's going to be hard to come close to you, so we'll miss you.
Well, I mean, I tell people on a regular basis, and it's like, you know, none of us are indispensable. There will always come a time, you know, whether my intention was to stay another couple of years and I just reached a point where it's like, you know, I just can't do this anymore. I just can't. It's, you know, but, I think some of these guys have heard me say this. You know, if I get to talk to somebody about an actual historic preservation issue for 30 minutes a day, that's a good day. Mm-hmm. I spend all of my time wrestling with, you know, with the state's bureaucracy, and it's
hard out.
Yeah. And I mean, I love the job. I love the people who work for me. I love the people I work for. I'll tell you a story. It's, you know, about a month ago. Take my blood pressure every month. About a month ago, I took my blood pressure. It was 151 over 110. And I had, the week before, I had turned in my paperwork to retire, but hadn't really come to grips with it. And then on Thursday that week, it was like, I finally sort of said, yeah, I'm at peace with this. The following Monday when I took my blood pressure, it was 115 over 68. It has never gone over 110 over 79 since then. So it was clearly a decision, that, you know, the right decision for me. I'll be around. I'm going to go work in the private sector for a couple of years. Regrettably, I'll retire elsewhere. My retirement will income will not cover living in the car. I'm not sure any place in that.
Well, there's always McDonald's, Alan.
I can always play, you know, I can always be a greeter. Well, yeah, what do you want?
What are you doing here?
Oh, yeah. Maybe you can work at Cartier. You only get one customer a day, right?
Yeah, I will not be working full time in a couple of years, but I can't imagine not doing something.
Pick up golf.
As an undergraduate, I had to take 4 semesters. Got 2 semesters credit for being on the football team. And 1 semester I took golf. And I don't have the patience for it. I learned that. This will
help lower your blood pressure.
Your blood pressure go back up.
Yeah.
I understand that archaeology is a popular hobby for old timers.
Well, I have, something I think people in the office have heard is like, I'm going to retire and become an archaeologist. Do what I plan to do. When I started graduate school 49 years ago.
It's never too late.
Go back. Like I said before, I'm short on archaeological monitors.
Well, I was thinking the other day if I had any idea where my Marshalltown trowel is, I think I'll have to go to the hardware store.
I don't think they'll have it.
Nick's hiring. Yeah, I think you said right.
Right.
Yeah.
I have heard the offer from more than Nick. So that's it for me, unless you have questions.
That's my question. So. Thank you, Alan. I hope we can have some sort of celebration.
Well,
can I take you out to eat at least as an individual?
Well, we can certainly, you know, I'm not going anywhere, but Cal Watson is working on something. And you guys will all be invited.
Good.
And I guess I should, you know, as sort of my parting comment here is I want to thank you for all the work that you guys have done on this. I know that in some regards, this is a thankless task. But I certainly appreciate it. And although I don't think this is on the top of the governor's mind, I know he appreciates the, you know, the work of all the work statewide. So. I appreciate everything. Thank you for that. Having to take on the burden of trying to trying to herd the cats forward.
Lots of scars in my arm.
Heavy as the head.
So anyway, so thank all of you.
Well, thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you. Okay, next is the next meeting. It's August 23rd. Would we, somebody like to make a motion to add in the limited meetings?
One at a time?
We can just to say that.
I move that we have a limited meeting.
You have to do it.
Yes.
I believe that we have a limited meeting. And let me start with, I would like to make a motion to hold a limited meeting of the following Oahu nominated property, the Owyhee Yacht Club, to identify, to discuss the site and why it's necessary. Whoops. I'm sorry. I haven't got my thing down yet. So the Hawaii Yacht Club is number one. Number two is in.
No, we have to. You have to say this for each one of those.
I know. I'm still doing Hawaii Yacht Club.
Okay.
And so we want to have a limited meeting because
safety and privacy.
You didn't drive that part. Where is that? Oh, there it is. I'm reading the wrong one. Okay.
Good.
This waiver is a requirement for privacy and safety of the property owners.
We can do
that's
an audio,
it, right?
We do an audio recording.
And we will have an audio recording of the site visit to include any discussion with the owners.
Okay. All in favor of a having
Does someone have to second it?
Yeah. Yeah, second.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
All second.
Okay, thank you. All in favor of having a limited site visit to the Hawaii Yacht Club?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Next.
Sure. I would like to make a motion to hold a limited meeting of the Gringer residents. What are we saying? I'm all over the place too.
The next section.
Oh, okay.
For reasons of
safety and security and privacy, not have the public at these things. Also not videotape it, but an audio recording so that we get any discussion with the property owner. It's my motion.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
All right. I'd like to make a motion to have a limited meeting at the Thomas residence, given that it's a private residence because of safety, liability, privacy concerns. I'd like to, it's maybe not appropriate for the public and we shouldn't video record it, but we should have audio recording.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
I'll see if I can get it this time around.
That was a nice job, Nick.
Good job, Nick. You're setting new standards for us. I'd like to make a motion to have a limited meeting for the Walker Beach House. This is to respect the privacy and safety of the homeowners. There will be photographs of the property available on the SHPD website prior to the meeting. We would ensure that there's an audio recording of the site visit that would include any discussion with the homeowner, and that will be available on the SHPD website as well.
Second.
Okay. Second.
Graham, second. Thank you. All in favor?
Okay. Okay. I'd like to make a motion for a limited meeting for the Young residents. Public attendance at these private residences is impractical due to liability, privacy, and safety concerns. There's going to be photographs included in the nomination on the SHPD website. So I don't think we need to do a video recording, but an audio recording with the homeowners during the site should be required.
Okay. Second?
I agree, and I second that.
Okay. Second. Thank you, Nick. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Next.
Your turn, Nick.
Where are we leaving?
Beach House, upper right.
Beach House.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we need to add it, and then for some reason,
okay,
you don't go then. Yeah.
No.
I propose we have a limited meeting at the Beach House in Kahuku. I'm not sure what the property type is, but it's probably for safety and liability and privacy reasons. It's impractical to have a full public meeting, so I would suggest no video recording, but we have audio recording.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Bill. All in favor? Okay. Yes.
I can do it. I'd like to move that we have a limited meeting for the to visit the McLean residents for as a private property to not be able to have the public attend for reasons of privacy and safety for the homeowner. Photographs will be posted on the NHPD website prior to the meeting, and we will allow for an audio recording of the site visit to include any discussion with the homeowner, and that too will be available on the SHPD website.
I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor? Okay. Do we need to do the, we'll go to the Kaiser Studio? Yep.
I'd like to make a motion to hold a limited meeting at the Kaiser Estate because it's a private residence. It's impractical to have the public there, public attendance there due to liability, privacy, and safety concerns. I'd like to also make the motion that videotape requirement be waived, and we'll just do an audio recording.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor? Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, so that's for August 22nd, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, and we should be voting for the chair as the next one. I don't know if you need to put that in.
It has to be on the agenda.
Okay. As long as you don't have to like verbally say anything, should be good.
Okay. Right. Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah. Statements?
Yeah.
Well, maybe this is what you're doing. I don't know. We were cut off in the beginning. I couldn't hear audio. Did we say anything for Ralph?
Yes. So I'm sorry that you missed that. Yes. And we have his honorary chair and name plaque at the end of the table with some lace.
Yeah, I gave it a short sort of honoring and recognizing Ralph.
I see it now. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes,
you want to have Nick stay? Does Nick want to stay on?
Sorry? Oh, I'm going to call him.